This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
Prophets of God. Our reading comes from Numbers chapter 11. So Moses went out and told the people what the Lord had said. He brought together 70 of their elders and had them stand around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke with him. And he took some of the power of the Spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. When the Spirit rested on them, they prophesied, but did not do so again. However, two men, whose names were Eldad and Medad, had remained in the camp. They were listed among the elders, but did not go out to the tent. Yet the Spirit also rested on them, and they prophesied in the camp. A young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." Joshua, son of Nun, who had been Moses' aide since youth, spoke up and said, "Moses, my lord, stop them." But Moses replied, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Then Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. It was clear to Israel that Moses spoke for God. God would meet with Moses in the tent of meeting and give him words to say to the people. So when Joshua heard about two men who had prophesied in the camp, it made sense that he would want to protect Moses' unique role as God's prophet. But Moses responded, "Are you jealous for my sake? I wish that all the Lord's people were prophets and that the Lord would put his Spirit on them." Moses was not threatened. Instead, he saw what a blessing it would be if all God's people would speak for and from God. Moses' desire was fulfilled centuries later when the Spirit of God came to God's people on Pentecost. The prophet Joel had proclaimed that a day was coming when God's Spirit would be poured out on all people. And on Pentecost, the crowds of visitors from all nations heard the followers of Jesus declaring the wonders of God in their own languages. The age of the Spirit had come because our chief prophet, Jesus, had provided us salvation and given his followers new life in the Spirit. If you're a Christian, the Spirit of God is living in you. You've been anointed by the Spirit to declare the praises of God. The world needs bold prophets who speak God's truth, hope, love, and grace. With whom will you share the truth of Jesus today? Pray with me. Lord, as your prophets, may we share your message of grace and truth with the people around us. May others hear and see Christ in us. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.